This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Fermentation and Sustainable Gastronomy: How Chefs Are Reshaping Food's Future. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Sustainable food systems need not sacrifice flavor or cultural pleasure. Chef Jaume Bjarnes, a leading advocate for sustainable gastronomy, has demonstrated that fermented and locally sourced dishes can deliver both nutritional benefit and culinary excellence, challenging the perception that environmentally responsible eating requires compromise on taste. Key takeaways: fermentation techniques preserve nutritional value while extending food shelf life and reducing waste. Sustainable gastronomy combines environmental responsibility with sensory pleasure and cultural identity. Elite chefs are leveraging traditional fermentation methods to create innovative, climate-conscious menus. This approach addresses both food security and dietary health as global populations grow. 1.3 billion tons of food wasted annually across global supply chains, according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. Global food waste by sector, annual waste across supply chain stages, in millions of tons agricultural production, 570 mi post-harvest handling, processing and distribution, 290 mi, consumer level, 204 source, UN Food and Agriculture Organization 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Fermentation as a preservation and health strategy. Fermentation is a biological process that has sustained human populations for millennia. According to research published in peer-reviewed food science literature, fermentation increases bioavailability of micronutrients, reduces anti-nutritional compounds in plant foods, and produces beneficial microorganisms that support digestive health. Chef Jaume Bjarnes, speaking to UN News, has articulated how traditional fermentation aligns with contemporary nutrition science. By fermenting vegetables, grains, and legumes, chefs extend shelf life by months or years, reducing reliance on energy-intensive cold storage and transportation networks that contribute significantly to food systems' carbon footprint. Plain language explanations of food science increasingly emphasize fermentation's dual role, both as a preservation technology and as a source of probiotics and other beneficial compounds. Sustainable gastronomy proves that eating in ways that respect environmental limits does not require compromising pleasure, flavor, or cultural identity in food. Chef Jaume Bjarnes, Sustainable Gastronomy Advocate, UN News, 2026. Bridging Nutrition, Culture, and Environmental Goals. The convergence of culinary innovation, public health, and sustainability represents a shift in how professional chefs approach their craft. Bjarnes and peers in the sustainable gastronomy movement leverage fermented foods, kimchi, miso, tempeh, sauerkraut, kombucha, to create menus that are simultaneously lower in environmental impact and higher in nutritional density. This approach directly supports the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, particularly SDG 3, Good Health and Well-Being, and SDG 12, Responsible Consumption and Production. Global health initiatives increasingly recognize that dietary patterns deeply embedded in culture are more sustainable than prescriptive nutritional guidelines divorced from local food traditions. By centering fermented, plant-forward dishes that draw on regional culinary heritage, chefs make sustainable eating psychologically and socially feasible at scale. Waste reduction and food security in a climate-constrained future. As global population approaches 9.7 billion by 2050, according to UN demographic projections, food production must increase while resource use, water, arable land, energy, remains constrained. Fermentation enables food preservation without refrigeration, addressing a critical bottleneck in regions lacking reliable electricity infrastructure. Traditional fermentation methods require only salt, thyme, and ambient temperature, making them accessible to small-scale producers and household food preservation. Chef Bjarnes emphasizes that pleasure and sustainability are not opposing forces, but interdependent. When fermented foods are delicious, craveable, and culturally meaningful, consumers and food service operators adopt them at volume, creating market incentives that scale production and lower costs. This virtuous cycle: taste drives adoption, Adoption drives supply chains. Supply chains reduce environmental footprint per unit, represents a more realistic path to dietary transformation than appeals to asceticism or guilt. What this means for patients: including fermented foods in daily diet can enhance nutrient absorption, support digestive microbiota, and reduce reliance on ultra-processed convenience foods without requiring sacrifice of flavor or enjoyment. For clinicians, nutrition counseling can leverage fermentation as a practical, evidence-supported strategy for improving dietary quality and adherence, particularly among populations with limited access to fresh produce year-round. For policymakers, supporting culinary education, restaurant incentive programs, and traditional food preservation knowledge can advance food security, reduce post-harvest waste, and lower food systems' carbon emissions simultaneously. Frequently asked questions: is fermented food safe for all populations? Fermented foods are generally safe and beneficial for most people. However, individuals with compromised immune systems, histamine sensitivity, or on certain medications should consult a clinician before consuming large quantities of fermented products, as fermentation produces histamine and other bioactive compounds. Can fermentation reduce food waste at the household level? Yes. Fermentation allows household cooks to preserve surplus vegetables, fruits, and grains for extended periods without energy-intensive refrigeration or freezing. Simple salt brine fermentation can extend the shelf life of produce by 6 to 12 months, reducing spoilage and improving food affordability and security. How does sustainable gastronomy differ from conventional farm-to-table dining? Sustainable gastronomy integrates preservation techniques, waste minimization, and ecological stewardship into menu design. While farm-to-table emphasizes local sourcing, sustainable gastronomy extends that commitment by ensuring that food reaches consumers with minimal loss, maximal nutritional integrity, and positive sensory and cultural experience. As food systems face unprecedented pressure from population growth, climate change, and resource scarcity, the work of chefs like Jaume Biarnés offers a counterintuitive insight. The solution may lie not in technological disruption, but in the culinary wisdom of centuries. Fermentation, ancient, accessible, and delicious, demonstrates that sustainability and pleasure are not contradictory, but complementary goals. Source: Fermentation, Flavor, and the Future of Food, Making Sustainability Delicious, UN News.